Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text upon which we will base our meditation today is our reading from Hebrews chapter 10, reading verses 37 through 39. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Here is the reading of our text. You may be seated. Consistency. No, I'm not talking about that holiday figgy pudding. I'm talking about the consistency that we see here in our text and throughout Scripture. The Holy Scripture is wonderfully and incredibly drawn together. It holds the themes that are so consistent and true that we cannot ignore them. And it is so true that you can spend an entire lifetime looking for something in the world like it, but only come to appreciate the fact that the consistency of Scripture is unsurpassed. While our reading today is only but a taste of this, the whole of the letter of the Hebrews does draw the whole of the Scriptures together in one unit and leads us in a short walk, if you would, into all of these truths. And it brings us to show us and to reveal to us that all of the prophecies, the promises of God are fulfilled. Except for one. That one is the coming of our Lord at the end of the age. And that's this coming that we meditate upon this week. For our Lord's coming is assured. He who is coming will come, we are told. And our assignment in this life, and as followers of Christ, is to be ready. Earlier in chapter 9, and also in chapter 10, we see some very terse warnings, some flags, if you would, or bells sounding, preparing us for that readiness that we need. For we read there that it is appointed unto man to die once, and then the judgment. Then to further awaken us to this need, it says in that 10th chapter previous to our text, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Are we ready? That is certainly the question that is placed before us. And that's when the author comes and brings this all together for us and brings us into that picture when he says, yet for a little while, he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Friends, our Lord's return is a certain event. We know he will come at the end of the age as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he will gather all the nations before him. That day is coming. Certainly, you have a little foretaste of that right here this week as you start considering the fact that you will be taking final exams in a few hours, if not days. And it gives you kind of a foretaste. You know, man, I got to be ready. Did I do what I needed to do to be prepared for that day? Did I spend time in class like I should have? Did I read all the material? Did I complete all the assignments? Did I look at that syllabus one more time, make sure we got it all down and ready to go, and I'm ready for that final exam? Judgment Day is different in this, that if we were to take a test hoping to earn our way into heaven apart from Christ, one mistake, just one slip, would put us into judgment for all eternity. And then we even learn that we were born in this sin, so we could not possibly be before God apart from his mercy. So are we ready? Are we prepared in a world that opposes us on every side, that wants to tear from us any trust, any belief in God's word? We certainly are being challenged. But the author here wants us to be patient, to endure. We have need of endurance, he says in the previous verses. And let me read that, 35 and 36. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, if you would, your trust, your faith. Do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Certainly, as we look in the context of Scripture and talk about this will of God, it is that we come to know God's Son. Drawing back, which is often the case that we see in the world today, is all too consistent. It's often, though, a slow process where all of a sudden the ears are stopped, the eyes do not read, and the heart is not open to the Word of God anymore. And soon faith is gone. Those who draw back to perdition. What is that? It's not some in-between world such as purgatory, but it is eternal damnation. And so we need to be ready. So the writer of the Hebrews wants us to know there is a difference. What camp are you in? Is basically what he's saying. He says, directly to you who read this, God's word, you are not of those who draw back. Why is that? How can he say this with confidence? Because you are reading and hearing God's word. And he is working through that word in your heart to create what is necessary to obtain this salvation. We know then that God in his mercy has called us to faith in his Son, to trust in this one who came into the world in human flesh. We celebrate that birth of Christ so grandly that God in his love would humble himself and take on human flesh like ours, and to live under the law in our place, with this distinct difference that he never sinned, not once. And then here, this Holy One of God, who had no sin, became for sin for us, as he took upon the sins of the whole world, from sinful Adam, the first created man, to the last child born on this earth. Yes, he took all our sins upon himself and bore them to the grave. That redemption is what's so vital. It's what we need to hear. It is that good news that encompasses all that we do here as we share this word of God and proclaim it. As we come around his word, as we partake of his sacraments, there we find this forgiveness in Christ as he reveals it to us. So how do we live? How are we ready? Our text also reveals that to us. It's a little bit of a snapshot that he gives us here in verse 38. Not anything else but this. Now the just, those who are declared righteous for Christ's sake, shall live by faith. Yes, faith. In the midst of this letter to the Hebrews, we see in chapter 10 this lead-in to the faith chapter itself, chapter 11, where the faith of Abraham is expounded and shown, and that text which we just quoted from the Old Testament, the just shall live by faith, was applied to faithful Abraham. And it is being applied to you because it goes beyond that as he now, the author of Hebrews, puts you into this picture, into this realm of God's love and mercy in Christ. And he bestows it upon you. And this is what he then says in that 12th chapter. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, all those things that worry us, all those things that weigh us down in this life and keep us from following Christ. He says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and, yes, the finisher of our faith. There is our answer to readiness. And as we turn to our Lord and we look upon him and trust in him, the author and finisher of our faith, he looks at us and says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. That's the joy we have in the Savior. And if the soul ever, if your soul, your heart ever is drawn back, becomes weary, look again to that Savior, and he truly, through his word, will say to your heart, never will I leave you nor forsake you. To God alone be the glory. Amen.